Thank you for calling. My name is Whitney with XPL Logistics. How may I help you?
Hi, Whitney. It's Polly again. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, dear. I need you to update this order for me.
All right. One moment, Paul.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Let's see. What's the order number?
Yes, it is 06 Foxtrot 5 Charlie 830.
All right, Paul, what's this customer's first and last name?
Devin Clow, 75 Christian Hill Road, Lymington, Maine.
Okay, how can I help you?
We rolled out the customer's home with me to install a water line. You cannot install the water line. There's no direct access, and the customer has PEX plumbing.
Couple questions for you. What are the options? Would I give you an ice maker?
The customer needs a water line?
No, we cannot. We went out to hook up a water line. We cannot do it. There's no direct access to the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no basement.
Okay.
And the plumbing under the sink is actually text, which we cannot, like, cut into or add into.
Yes, I am. Yes. Awesome. Thank you.
Ice maker. I think that should be two, because we're opening for one.
All right, so you need a trip charge, right?
Yes, Whitney.
All right, can I brought it back to the customer? You know, I keep putting these orders in pending client reschedule. I can't put a trip charge in without doing. Please call us first.
Okay.
We have to do extra work by sending an email, and it takes longer.
I know you say that to us, but our boss, which is your guys, your supervisors too, boss, tells us to do it this way.
I mean, if we put a trip charge in, y'all can still close it out after. Y'all close it out first, and we have to send a trip charge. So we're still doing the same process. We're just doing ours first. It doesn't matter what goes first, but the trip charge needs to go first.
I hear you.
One second. Let me notate this account and send an email.
Thank you.
To the moon, kids.
Those better be thrown away. I'll put my hand on those things again.